Hi everybody, this is Mary Emerson, and today we're going to make a chocolate snow cone. Actually, I've made part of one already, but I have not made the whole thing. I'm beginning to see that this particular chute for the snow cone maker makes little messes here. If the ice doesn't quite get in the glass, it gets all over the countertop. Anyway, need to do a little bit of cleaning up here. That's the one thing with this machine that I have a problem with. Anyway, this is the Rival, or I guess as some people would say, Revel snow cone machine. And it is quite a nice little unit, although I do wish it was just a little bit taller. But anyway, so it goes. Now I need to wash my hands off and dry them. details. But anyway, it's got some frozen cubes of chocolate milk in it right now. And you can do all manner of neat stuff with this thing. You can use ice cubes. You can freeze juice in it. It's just really, really fun. So, let me one more time and make sure I get all of the ice off of me. Okay. And I'm going to briefly use this because you're not going to need to hear very much noise here. But here goes with the snow cone machine. And it's got a button on the top that says push. And all you do is put the stuff in, close the lid, and push the button. And here it goes. See how much we've got. Okay. Oh, about half a glass full. Ought to be enough to try it. Anyway, it does a really good job of shaving chocolate milk anyway, and also ice. I think it'll be better with ice because it's a lot more solid. So, just thought I would let you know about this thing. As I said, you can use it for all kinds of neat stuff. And thanks to Shane Jackson for mentioning this on his podcast. And that is the Rival, or if you speak French, Revel. I don't speak French. R-I-V-A-L. Snow cone maker. And the model that I got is the 350TB. It's just the letters T and B after the 350 and the model number. The book is half in French and half in English. But the English part's only 6 pages, so you can easily read it with a scanner in no time flat, or have somebody read it to you in one sitting. There's some really nice recipes on the last page that you might want to try. Anyway, I hope this has been of interest, and let's try some more stuff next time. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but I'll do something. I'll talk to you again. Bye for now.